It is great to have your company once again on the autumn ticket on one of the great Australian race days, Super Saturday, live from Flemington, where the sun is shining, the crowds are building, and some of the best horses in the land will be in action for the time on it. Newmarket, the 148th running and the 159th running of the Australian Cup. And it's great to have a man who was here at the first running of both, Dr. Turf, joining me throughout the afternoon.
Never gets old, that sort of joke, does it?
We're going ageist first up, are we? Okay, I'll buy into that. I have been to a lot of them, Mickey, and g'day, Matty Stewart. It is one of my favourite races, the Newmarket. And you know what? I love the fact that we've got a big, fat field today. You know, I can remember fields of 24. They would split. Yeah. They never came down the middle. They would split Prize Lad and Cooler Linger on other sides of the track. In fact, because somebody printed the race book the day that Cooler Linger, who I think was trained by Cyril Beachy.
What year?
Oh, I don't know. 1970-something.
Right.
No, of course you haven't. Because, you know, you're one of these sort of nothing happened before 2007
no.
sort of people.
No, they were born in 76.
His teeth were born in 2000.
Nice. I will pay that.
Right. We're off. Running.
So we're going. The personal insult, is that all day or just pre-race?
I'm such a soft target. I think you're sick of doing it to me. So yeah, well, burned out on that.
You're what we describe as low-hanging fruit. Anyway,
yes.
I digress. Great, absolutely fantastic race today. September Run, who's taken us all a little bit by surprise. When she won here in September... You sort of thought, well, she's a good three-year-old filly sort of thing. You know, and she just, every step that was put in front of her, she climbed it. She leapt over it. And, you know, her return behind Nature Strip and the Lightning, just a dazzler. Probably the best straight track horse in Australia. I think that's inarguable. I think it's exciting. The thing for me, they all congregate. I know it's a big field. They all congregate in the middle. She's drawn the slap bang in the middle. I think luck comes into it, which to me negates the price a little bit.
Moody said something interesting, in your view of, will she get the right drag in? Will the pace be good enough to get her the right drag
pace.
In?
Pace.
Yeah.
This is the slowest. My speed map is awful.
Is it Serious Suspect and nothing else?
There's Serious Suspect, Indian Pacific, but where else do they come from? Swats, that'll be in the right spot. I think she's going to need a little bit of luck. So do I want to cop those odds factoring luck in? No, I don't. But if she has clear running,
who do you
she'll
want
beat
to, who do you want to back to beat her?
You know, I could actually, aside from the fact it'd be one of the great stories, because he's such a ripping bloke, but I reckon the Serious Suspect would be a great story. Look, he makes his own luck. Jamie Carr, I mean, I think he went to the next, another level with Jamie riding him last start. He's going to be, he's going to look the winner at the 300. And I hope, really, the double figure odds, I think he's well worth a ticket.
Well, the numbers have changed around a bit with the inside-outside, what is it called now? It's not a penetrometer anymore, but whatever they are.
The going to
there's a bit of a disparity between outside and in.
Have you walked the track, Turfy?
No, I played golf yesterday, so I didn't.
You're sore. You're lame. So whether the pattern of last week, for whatever reason, it might have been wind and all that, they were gravitating middle and out, weren't they?
Yeah.
But whether that those numbers seem to suggest that maybe the it'll balance out a bit today?
Yeah, it's certainly. Look, well, we won't get a huge idea. Wait for a couple of circle races and just see. It's a good, solid race with a big field. I love that. And the Australian Cup. Well, yeah, I know there's four previous winners of the Australian, or three. Won it twice. There's four of them in there. But it's a little bit like the Easter Cup sort of quality race, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a story for another day.
Maybe the all-star. Well, yeah, maybe we feel that the all-star might have put a ding in it.
Well, of course it has.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about tactics and especially September Run, it's going to be fascinating to think what or find out what James Winks thinks, because he's going to be joining us throughout the afternoon on the Autumn Ticket. Winksy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Did you ride in many cups and new markets?
Yeah, I rode in quite a few. I didn't win any, but I rode them well.
star witness in a went around in a new. Did he go running Black Caviar's Newmarket?
Yeah, he did. I didn't ride him. I got chopped off by then.
Oh, right.
Should we bring up any other good memories, Matt?
I just want to ask you about something we've been talking about throughout the morning, about the evolution of how the straight plays out. And back in the day, they'd go left and right, and they'd have two divisions, and they'd set a solid speed. But the way it seems to have evolved, and Liam O'Keefe were talking, and Dan Malecki this morning about how these days they tend to run in a pack up the middle to out. Is that a change that you noticed throughout your career of how the straight's been played by jockeys?
Yeah, and purely and simply, the barriers are placed in the middle now. So you start there, so they just stay there, you know. But today they're going to have to use all the track rail out five, 17 runners. It's going to be a great spectacle.
So your Craig Williams on September run, how do you ride the Newmarket today?
Oh, you purely and simply, you trust her. She's definitely the best horse in the race, and she's on the up. It's not as going to be as easy as the Lightning, where they'll sprout Brown's cows and there was only a field of eight or whatever, so he was always going to have room to manoeuvre. So is it going to be a little bit tricky in that sense? But with a filly like her and her change-up speed, you could probably afford to be getting held up to, you know, the 300 or the clock tower and trust her. Like Turkey said, there's not a hell of a lot of speed apart from, you know, Serious Suspect and Indian Pacific. So you would think on exposed form and the sectionals that she can run, don't get me wrong, she's going to have to run to run Serious Suspect, the only who can maintain a gallop, but you would trust her that, you know, she could get herself out of trouble or a good horse.
James,
keep it simple.
How close, say if they just run along at a Serious Suspect determined speed, so they don't really go like the cat scalded cats, how close is she going to have to be to the leaders at the 250 metre mark to get over the top of them and win?
Oh, look, that'll do up to Craig and obviously how the race has evolved, but you don't want to be giving them 10 lengths. No horse can do that. But I think if she's within four or five, I think she still wins.
Yeah, like she's in the middle. A horse like that filly that she's beaten three or four times, what's that? She's drawn 18. She's not going to be on the backside of Serious Suspect and Indian Pacific. So she might be the sort of filly out wide to stick a couple of lengths behind and try and run home over the top of her over the last furlong, which she's done four times. So maybe something, because all those horses drawn, she's eight, all the horses drawn 9, 10, 11, they're not, to me, the sort of horses you want to try and grab onto their coattails. So maybe something, maybe a horse like Swatts, that would be the one, also gets her to the outside. You hope that they don't all try to get to the outside, which is possible.
Mm. So, Turfy, September runs 2:30 now. What price do you think she'll get to?
I ask myself, could you lay it at 2:30? My answer would be no. I don't think you could lay it at 2:30. Would you lay it at 2:50? You probably would. So, it's sort of the horse I would... I mean, I personally might bet against her, but I might take her to win the first four or the trifecta. That might, you know, because even money, you're not going to... 6-4, whatever, you're not going to have a big result out of it. You don't want to have a huge bet on it. So you might try and get a result by backing a couple of 15-1 shots and having something on her to win the first one. Hope you get it right.
Tiddly, they're actually in the mounting yard for the first. We'll get your thoughts on that. But just a quick look at the Australian Cup. Winks.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Did I and I've used it before and he accepts it, so it's
yeah,
not
but
going to
does
upset
the public
him.
Accept it?
I doubt it.
I wouldn't have thought
would
so.
The public accept Tiddly, James, do you think? Or?
I've been called worse, mate.
Well, I bet you have.
Well, you're a jockey. You've been called worse.
I'm not offended by it at all, mate. But,
what about the Australian Cup, Tiddly?
Yeah, look, great to see the numbers. Obviously, the quality is not there, but it's going to make, again, for a great spectacle, and it's good to see we've got a field of 17. I think if 50 stars runs up to his best, he wins easy. There you go.
Yes, I'll talk about him a little bit later.
Barry,
on.
Barry, any concern, James, from Gate 3?
Geez, a lot of negativity today. We're worrying about how September Run's going to get out, and then we're worrying about 50 stars. You know what we do, boys? We just trust our horse and trust the jockey, and best horse will win, I reckon.
Well, I'm happy if both win, to be honest.
He does look to have a class edge on these, and he proved with his Blamey run. I know it was only, what's that Sydney horse that won that race? You know, it wasn't the world's best Blamey, but he
star
was...
Star of the Seas.
Star of the Seas. He was good to the line there, and obviously the 2,000 suits. It was a slow track last year when he won, and not a flash ride by the runner-up that did help him. And he sort of got to the outside, and, you know, Regal Power was it got to the front.
Yeah, but the runner-up did go on and win the All-Star.
He did. Yeah, no, he did. The other thing about him is, at the back of my mind, he's backing up, which he's done before, backing up. He backed up okay. It might have been the Maccabi last year. I should have checked that.
Well, he won the Australian Cup backing up last year.
But this time, he he may have done a little bit more work than they wanted him to do in the Blamey. You know, it wasn't just a drop out last and run home hard. He was sort of booted along 600, 800 from home. He did a bit of work. All I'm saying is last year he had the smother run coming into it. This year he had a little bit more to do.
It's a good repeaters race, though, isn't it? Even Harlem most recently has proven that. James?
We're going to talk more about those features, but we are 4 minutes away from the first. Have you got a thought in the first here, James?
Well, a bit of a wide-open race. It's a good way to start the card. I thought the two was impressive at Moonee Valley, but geez, Motti and McArdle there, the relationship they've got with two-year-olds, they'll be hard to run down, that's for sure.
All right. Winksy, well... what's going on here, boys?
Dr. Turf just had one of the greatest seniors moments of all time.
He
accidentally picked up my phone, but then it took him at least 60 seconds whilst tapping it to work out it still wasn't his phone.
Who put that background on my phone?
This is going to be a long afternoon.
They are the same size phones. It's not like you've got a Nokia, which I'm surprised you haven't, to be honest.
James, lucky you're where you are, not here. We'll speak soon, mate.